Glenn Smith has just written The Politics of Deceit. The book will be out any day, and we'll talk about it again. But Glenn Smith, in short, is the interactive moment over? Is it back? Is it eternal or what? Where are we going?
Yeah, well, it's just beginning. I'd say it's in its early adolescence. Here's the magic of it. It's just because it's interactive, because it's given people a way to express themselves, and as a number of studies have found around the globe, the self-confidence to say something out loud and have it heard and get some response is the key to political participation. So it's a much deeper issue than it simply is the technology of the internet. It's got to do with giving away an avenue for people to have their voices heard, and I think you're going to see it grow and grow and grow.
Where does this convention fit in the history of, shall we say, internet democracy?
Well, I think you see signs everywhere that, first of all, it's a lot more participatory. There are a lot more things going on near and around the convention hall itself. A lot of people meeting, a lot of people making plans, networking.
Not really. That happens at every convention, no?
Not to the degree it's happening here. I'm going to tell you, I've been to many National Democratic conventions, and there are a lot of gatherings in bars. There's a lot of talk, but there's not quite the feeling of esprit de corps and the actual plans being made. People taking plans home from here to go do things back in their home cities, states. So, I mean, it's a big difference. And there's other differences as well. I wrote yesterday about what I'm calling sort of the new alliance between the old lions and the newcomers in the Democratic Party. I mean, look back to 1968 when the newcomers were outside getting beat up by the police in Chicago and the old lions were inside the hall. Well, you know, guess what? You know, Ted Kennedy spoke on the same night as Barrick. I went to an event yesterday of the New Democratic Network where every candidate they showed me was 30 years old or younger. A couple hours later, I went to the reception for Jack German, an old Washington line, if ever there was one, and everybody there was talking the same message, and they were 35, 40 years older than those young people I just met earlier.
And the message was?
The message was, number one, let's talk about being the party of responsibility and freedom. The two are almost synonyms. Let's talk about how we're not in the business of giveaways to the people. We're in the business of taking care of one another with a sense of mutual responsibility. It's the mainstream idea behind America, and now we're all talking it. Now it's just the beginning. I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to exaggerate this and tell you we don't have a ways uphill to go. We do, right? But we have really begun an important, substantive, meaningful, national and even international conversation that is not going to go away.
Glenn Smith, thanks. I'll see you down the road.
Thank you.